The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
R&B money. We up. Thanks. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority of all things R&B.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
we in the ATL, baby.
Yeah.
And we have to see that main.
That main.
I'm not going to waste time on this intro. We're going to get right to it. My brother, my love boy, Jazzy Faye in the building.
Yeah, Finzel.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuning into the Rare Message. Yours truly, Jazzy Finzel Burgundy, Obama Luther King Jr., Jackson 5 the First.
Yeah.
In the building.
Yeah.
R&B money. We gonna change it. Star and B money.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Because it's something a little bigger than just R&B.
Yeah.
It's star and B. Yeah. And sometimes it's co-starring me.
Oh! Hey, man! Yeah! Okay, all right.
Spirit fingers.
Is that what we doing?
Yeah, man.
We starting early.
We gonna take it there, man.
Yeah, listen, brother.
Yeah.
We've been doing this, man, a long time.
Long time.
Since Papa John's pizza with the garlic dipping sauce. We've been doing, you know, long time.
Ever since the whole
back at noontime on the, by the railroad tracks, man. Long time.
We need a Papa John's partnership.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey, Shaq. We don't be out here just shouting niggas out.
Yeah, hey, Shaq. Papa John's.
Yeah, Shaq. Come on, Shaq.
Call at us, baby. How you been, man?
Hey, man. Blessed, bro.
Yeah.
Blessed and highly favored.
Every time I scroll past your page, man, you smiling, you making some music, you living your life, you enjoying yourself.
Hey, man.
And that's what that's what I know about Jazzy.
Jazzy's
going to have a good time.
He's going to have a good time.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I've had many a good time with
you. And you better have a good time when you're with him.
You better have a good time when you're with him.
Word of God says.
Talk to him. Talk about it.
That your gift will make room for you. And that didn't just see that meant like, look at y'all, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look like y'all could be doing y'all first projects. I'm just saying that about Jay.
Like, like a youngster.
But that's your gift making room.
The Lord has preserved.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And people don't look at it for such a time.
People don't look at it like that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
And sometimes we forget, you know what I mean? But when you go to your class reunions, you sometimes get reminded. You be like, wait a minute, how? We was in 11th grade together. Okay, man. We lived some good lives.
You were sustained for a reason.
We are blessed.
Absolutely. Sustained for a reason. Yeah. We are designed. Our design is something different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, what has been given to us is the favor within our appearance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that we never die.
My mama always say, favor ain't fair, baby.
Ain't fair.
I be talking about certain things. She be like, she just cut me off and be like, favor ain't fair.
Ain't fair. Favor say you.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
No. Your time.
Your time.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah. And you've had your time for quite some time.
Man,
listen.
I love when you're
sometimes you just gotta step in the way of them sun rays. Just gotta you know what I mean? I learned how to. You know, I stood on the set with Diddy and all them guys. I say, oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he made it fashionable to push people out the way.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like in a cool way, like, you know what I'm saying, on some hip hop.
Excuse
you know
me, let me hear some of this.
Excuse me, Playboy.
Excuse me, Playboy.
But for real,
pardon me, Playboy.
Yeah.
Man, some of that.
But you better do something cool.
Yeah. When you.
Yeah, because it's your time.
Yeah.
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 Let's do this, Jazzy.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you have a rich history.
Hey, very. Hey, man.
Your history started before you was even in the womb.
Oh, you hear me?
You understand what I'm saying?
You hear me?
I want to get into some of your rich history. Like, go back to the beginning. Where does all this come from? All that is Finzel.
The very origin for you guys that, you know, for modern day, to give it to y'all in the modern day, and it's a blessing that I can even do that and make y'all get it. I started right before, probably a couple of years before, I invented swag. That bass player is my daddy. That's my daddy. My dad is the leader of the Barquets.
Yeah.
The legendary
Barquets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was 17 years old at the time when he played on that record, and they played, I think, that live on YouTube, you can go look at it, Otis Redding. The Barquets were the house band,
they were his band
for Stax Records.
Yeah.
And so when you had a new artist come up, the Barquets would play behind them. And Otis was like, I want the Barquets to be my band.
And your daddy's so my dad 17. And
them, yes, they were the band. Come on. Now, tragically, the Barquets passed away in a plane crash before I was born, minus my pop. He did not get on that plane.
Wow.
He was the odd man out. They were on a private plane.
On a private plane.
And they were going into Madison, Wisconsin somewhere, and they crashed in that water. And one member survived the crash was Ben Colley, who's one of my godfathers. I got several godfathers. Mm-hmm. I got a few of them. You know what I'm saying? Who was a trumpet player. He survived, but he was never the same. But one other guy who was my dad's best friend besides Otis Redding, who passed in the plane crash as well, his name was Phelan Jones.
Hmm.
I'm Phelan Alexander. I was named after Phelan Jones, who was my dad and my mom's best friend. Yeah. That's where it started. It started like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, and you know, later on, you know, mom and dad had Finzel.
But
you know,
but
and
Pops wasn't the only.
Huh?
But Pops wasn't the only side with the music, though.
No, mom was on it too. She sang with a lot of different people. She sang with Philip Bailey, and when he had his gospel group, The Living Epistles. She sang with DJ Rogers, Billy Preston, Charlie Wilson, Gap Band, all of them, and several others. Man,
give me the sample your mama's on. Give me.
Oh, say.
Yeah.
when you hear that. My mama singing on that.
Yeah, that.
And then you might have heard she's also singing on the Common record, Faithful to the End.
What?
Yeah, that's the DJ Rogers. That's my mama and them singing. Yes.
Come on, bro.
You heard that one too?
You're supposed to be here.
Come on, man. They had me in those places. I've been sitting up there when Michael McDonald was telling Kenny Loggins to sing it again.
You were there.
Yes. Yes. No, it's like, you think that maybe it's so. Sing it again. Yeah.
You the little boy in the studio.
In the cut.
How old are you?
On my mama's hip.
How old are you? Oh, you on the hip. Okay, yeah. You're on the hip. So you absorbing.
Yeah, a sponge.
You're absorbing.
A sponge. I was sliding faders at 7, 8 years old.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bar.
I was sliding faders.
I was sliding faders. I tell these cats all the time, boy, when they try to like block me out the studio or something, I'm like, boy, I was in the studio before you was allowed to go in.
Yeah.
Like when they tell you, they probably slap your hand and tell you don't touch that.
Yeah. You already knew how to work it.
Right. Cats my age, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, nah, you wasn't in the studio when I was in the studio. I've been in the studio, though.
So when did it hit you? Of course, you're in the studio with the faders.
Yeah.
You're absorbing it.
Yeah.
You're seeing it from both sides.
And it's mm-hmm. in Memphis.
Well, I wasn't raised in Memphis. I was born in Memphis,
okay.
uh-huh. but my mom and dad separated early when I was like 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved. My grandmother was living in Inglewood in California.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, and my cousin was also living there. My cousin Paula, she lived there not too far from my grandmother, and she was working for Casablanca Records. And my mom, she went out there, you know, because they out there, my grandmother was hanging out with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes at the time. You know what I'm saying? She drove a Corvette.
Moving around.
So what he's saying to y'all is that it's not on him, it's in him.
It's in me, baby. It's in me. You know what I mean? My uncle used to dance on Soul Train.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We was that.
So you were raised where?
Yeah, in L.A.
In L.A.
Mostly in California.
Uh-huh.
But back and forth because, you know, I used to go back to in the summertime with Pop.
And where
you know,
where
so my dad at? My dad was in Memphis.
In Memphis, okay. Gotcha.
My dad was in Memphis. So, you know, with the Barquets, mm-hmm. I'd go on the road with the Barquets, and he knew it was in me, so he'd take me with him. I'd be on the hip.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So me and my brother, you know, we'd be back and forth.
And when did you start tinkering?
Man, probably in high school.
Yeah.
In high school.
Did you go to high school in L.A.?
Talent shows. High school in Rialto, California.
Okay.
I did not know that.
I went to Eisenhower.
Bro, you... I have no idea.
I also went to Loveland Church.
Hey, bro, watch when the Avila brothers see this.
Right.
And they realize Jazzy Faye
has been there the whole
time. IE too. Oh, right. they going to floss this.
I know the mighty OT.
Oh, shit.
Listen, look.
You know California. He getting to it.
I mean, but I'm still Memphis, but I'm still Cali. I'm all over. That's where you got the, you know, the for shizzle, the you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why you get the, you know, the Cali side, you know, me just running into everybody along the way from Snoop Dogg to all of these guys. But when I came back to Memphis, I got a record deal. I got a record deal in 91.
Singing?
Yes, singing and rapping.
Singing and rapping, yeah.
With Elektra Records, with mm-hmm. Doug Daniels over there at Elektra Records.
Okay.
And probably a year after, I dropped a single. Year after, during that single, Bob Krasnow, who was the CEO, he passed away. That's when they brought in Ruben Rodriguez.
Wait, so are you Jazzy Faye yet? Or?
No, I was Phelan.
He's Phelan, okay.
Phelan.
Okay.
Phelan, that was my performance name.
Yeah.
Like when I did my first show, Busta Rhymes and Dinko D and all of them dudes came in a Subaru, all like a they was like they jumped out of a damn clown car. They all got out of the car and came to my video shoot in New York, because I did maybe shoot in New York at the time. And so I did my first video. He was like, yo, Phelan, yo, B. You know, he was like this big, you know what I'm saying? Bust. He like, that was the first time I seen a spliff, you know what I mean? Right. You know what I mean? So he's like, y'all my label mates, B. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like that, since back then, you know what I mean? And Keith Sweat was on the label.
The King.
Yeah.
What? I think Electra was his
touch,
building.
In Touch record was out at the time. Too Hype.
Okay.
Too Hype. Put on my best.
Hey.
Can't believe that she said yes. If she's impressed.
Did Sweat write that?
I think that was his group, wasn't it?
He's had something.
I mean,
no
I mean, I think he has something to do with it.
Yeah. Sweat is LNG.
He owns something.
I would remember when Doug Daniels and them called Keith and said, "Hey, bro, you a star. You gotta quit working at the stock market." I remember that conversation when he called my daddy and told him what he had to tell Keith. I said, "Man, you don't have to tell Keith, man. He had to quit that job."
Hey.
Keith was like, "Man, I ain't quit my job, baby."
Hey, Keith's still on Wall Street to this day, baby. Hey, Jay, call me after, you know what I mean? That's 7 o'clock. When that 7 o'clock hit, baby, you know what I mean? I'll be on that stock market.
Yeah, when that bell ring, baby, I got to be.
Yeah, he's not playing. You know, he's not playing.
No, he diligent.
To this
bag. It was about that bag.
Still about that bag.
Love Keith,
still about it.
So first single's out.
I've been knowing Keith since then.
So first single's out.
First single's out.
Okay, what's going on? Is it heating up? What's
going on? When the record, it was moderate. I was on my second single.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mark the 45 King remixed it. You heard of Mark the 45 King? So he remixed it.
This is my head is spinning, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you, I got him now. So, at the time when Bob Krasnow passed,
it was kind of like,
that's the original one.
That was his record, Mark the 45 King.
Yeah. Got you. And Ed Lover, you know.
Yeah.
He grabbed it. But I got dropped from the label because, you know, anybody who didn't sell 500 or better was dropped because the new Rain is coming in.
That's what they used to be on.
So I was on a independent label, which my dad was also head of promotions, which I moved back to Memphis to come and join this label, you know, and my dad helped me get my deal over the lecture. So I no longer had a deal, but we had a studio. We had a studio, and the record label was called Mega Jam Records. Mega Jam Records. Terry Starks was the CEO at the time. He was a street cat turned honest, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he was hanging around Penny Hardaway at the time.
Out of Memphis.
Y'all remember when Penny Hardaway had got into some stuff and he got shot in his foot?
No.
No. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, and they didn't want him around. They didn't want him around. And then, you know.
Niggas done shot Penny in the foot.
Yeah, in the foot, bro. Right when he was going to Treadwell. You know what I'm saying? High school.
In high school they shot Penny.
In high school, yep. Yep. He was with my, it was, you know, freak accident type thing. They was trying to rob Terry's liquor store. But he had Penny with him. He was always with him, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you always got a guy in the street, you know what I'm saying?
Of course, helping
out. So I was there, you know what I'm saying? When Penny was in there, you know, and had Treadwell on fire and you could breathing room only in there and Spike Lee would show up.
Breathing room only.
Not sitting room.
Yeah.
Not standing
room.
No,
he had
breathing.
It. Breathing.
Yeah. They was winning every game.
Superstar.
Yeah. They was winning every game. He come flying from downtown, you know what I mean? But anyway, he had a studio. Terry Starks had a studio. And when I went back to the studio, I noticed that none of the people that were there, I didn't know about budgets and, you know, I wasn't there for the business.
Mm-hmm.
I was just there for the creativity part. And so when I got back, I'm like, nobody's coming to the studio. I'm calling people, they ain't answering the phone. And there's a little white kid named Mike Patterson. I don't know if y'all ever met Mike. He used to work for Bad Boy. And then he went to Nine Inch Nails. And I don't know where he is now. But Mike Patterson was like our little house engineer. And he was sitting there reading a book or something. And he said, "Jazzy, the reason why people aren't coming is because the money's gone." I said, "The money's gone. But guess what? Have you heard their music without you?" I was like, nah. He was like, man, it doesn't sound like it does when you're around. That's because you've been producing it the whole time. You're just not programming it. You're not programming it. So like Quincy Jones, he goes in and he produces records.
And he orchestrates.
And he orchestrates it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the same thing you do. He said, but now it's just you. So you just need to get on this MPC and learn and get down with Slice T. Was one of my mentors, except it was my same age. Arnold Hennings was on our staff. Arnold Hennings made Cupid.
Really?
Yeah, Arnold Hennings was, yeah, he did Cupid. He was one of the first people out of our crew to sign a deal. He signed a deal with Dallas Austin and made me look like, dang, that boy done went to Atlanta and just went crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's over there with Tim and Bob and it was on fire.
Yeah,
they was working on fire.
You know,
fire.
He worked on the
Boys and Men album.
All that keyboard work, that's Arnold. So I'm like, dang.
You know, so and this is your guy.
Yeah, so I'm going to Jack the Rapper.
Come on, we all been there.
Mm-hmm. I went to Jack the Rapper. So I'm at Jack the Rapper, and I see Diddy. I seen Diddy. He had on these he had the big Bobby Brown pants, some patent leathers, no socks, a polka dot shirt, button all the way to the top, and a briefcase. And he had a small little briefcase. You know the one like your big one? He opened it up and he had a card. He said, my name is Puff Daddy. He said, if you want to be with the next generation of bad motherfuckers, come over to Uptown.
Mm. That's how he was introducing
and
himself.
And he walked off.
Mm.
He walked off. The next time he saw me, I was on stage, and he said, yo, I want to sign you to Bad Boy. I want to sign you to Bad Boy. I got a new label called Bad Boy. That was the next year. And when I got to the door, it was this kid. He had on the pumps. I was like, where you get them pumps from? Because I knew nobody had the pumps.
Yeah, the Reebok pumps.
It was Dallas Austin. My boy said, hey, that's that Charles Farrar. Farrar and Troy Taylor.
Troy Taylor.
They were the characters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
they were
yeah.
the characters. And Bernard Alexander.
Bernard was always somewhere around.
They was like, come on, y'all, come through this door. Tell Tony, man. Hey, I remember him saying, hey, man, you got to let these guys in. These are young talent. These young talented cats. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got no passes, but let them in. Let them. I'm going to get y'all some pair of credentials. You know what I'm saying? He said, you know, this Dallas Austin, man, it's the boy that did the Hey Mr. DJ song. I was like, bro, I heard your song like 20 times today. You know what I'm saying? I started singing, hey, Mr. DJ. You know what I'm saying? I mean Dallas Austin.
Yeah.
So me and Dallas stuck together and sneaking in everything that weekend.
He didn't have no credentials neither.
No. We snuck in Jack the Rapper.
Wow.
We snuck in Jack the Rapper. I mean, my dad had credentials, but he was like, come on, you be all
right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But when they leave you, then they try to play you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that was it. I mean, I came back. I had a group called the Funkaholics in Memphis. We were just local in Memphis. We did a few things. We had a great performance, though. Todd Day, basketball player. Todd Day, I think he was playing for the Dallas Mavericks at the time. He just got his deal. He had a big bank. Todd Day was like, yo, you need to go to Atlanta, man. You always talking about you're going to go to Atlanta. You need to go to Atlanta and don't come back until you get down and make it. I was like, all right. And my manager, Carolyn, she was like, yo, I was like, let's go to Atlanta. She's like, I bet. I know people out there. So we get out there. We get down to the last dollar. She busts out and says, I know MC Breed.
Hmm.
I was like, you know MC Breed?
Ain't no future in your front.
Man, take me to MC Breed right now. MC Breed says, oh, so you Jazzy Faye, huh? It's like, yeah. He said, Let me hear what you got. Well, I got the Nike box. I got the floppy disk. I got the DATs. I think I even had a couple of CDs. I think CDs was kind of new to the game.
It's kind of new, yeah.
It was new to the game. I had a couple though. So he says, show me what you got. So I played a couple of joints. I played one joint. First joint, he was like, okay, you did that. I was like, all right, play the second one. He said, you did that? I was like, yeah. He said, what? Play me another one. He's like, you did that? I was like, yeah. He said, man, what y'all doing tomorrow? Then me and Carolyn looked at each other. Then he said, so how long y'all gonna be in town? We looked at each other again. She pulled her to the side. Then he came back. And he told his boy, he said, hey, man, go to my house, get that room across from my room, clean it out, and let them stay in that room in my house in Canton, Georgia.
First day meeting you.
First time, right? Like we right now. Went to the house. When he got done with the session, I stayed at the session till he got done. We got in the car. Mm-hmm. I went and got my stuff and came to his house with all my stuff. And I moved in there. And from there, I met Too Short, Eric Sermon. Mm-hmm. G hooked it up. You know, G hooked it up.
Yeah.
Red Man, Method Man, Snoop Dogg, DOC linked to Snoop Dogg and Warren G and everybody. Keith Sweat.
Through MC Bree.
Yep. MC Bree put me on.
Shout out to MC Bree, man.
MC Bree put me on.
And you programming and everything at this time.
Yeah.
You doing the whole thing.
I'm going stupid.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm going stupid. This was pre-show enough, though. This was before Hoes in the Club show enough. No,
yeah, we're going to get to that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have to.
That's
we
my have to. Shit.
Yeah, that was before that. That was before any of my R&B records. I think I was doing some remixes for Eric, and he was like, Eric Sermon was the first person to give me a $10,000 check. He was like, yo, Jazzy, I want you to come here and just give me something for this. I want something for this right here. I was like, hey, I'm done. He's like, yo, B, I'm not even home yet. What's going on? I was like, yeah, I'm done. He's like, man, let's see what it sound like, bro. Because, I mean, you done? I was like, yeah. So sent him back. He was like, yo. He said, man, I got you, bro. You had me over his house.
So at this point, does anybody that you're working with know what you come from? Are they connecting the dots a little bit?
As we go, we talk about it.
Okay.
We talk about it. They find out, you know.
But you're not really wearing that, though.
Nah. I don't do that. You know. But with Eric, I do because I know he's the phone.
He's musical.
Lord.
Yeah, he's very
so
musical.
So I know anytime I know it's going to be special.
He didn't dug in those
yeah,
crates.
Yeah, because I know they'll dial in somewhere and say what they want. They were like, hey, yo, maybe they want something from a catalog or, you know what I mean, or something like that. I can help them with something or whatever. I always, you know, if I know you the Funk Lord, I mean, okay, my pop is one of the Funk Lords. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when Andre 3000 see my daddy, he dropped down on one knee. Like, man, yo, I got this outfit from there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Wow,
that history is amazing,
bro. You,
man, I'm blown
known
away,
you
bro.
for over 20 years, and this is news to me.
Yeah, man,
just the intricacies of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think we just, you know, we just, it was just two kindred spirits. We just tapped in and just got to running, without ever really talking.
Yeah, we look and we know what it is.
Yeah, we didn't need to talk prehistory.
I was like, Barry. Barry knew what it was.
Ah,
he knew.
Okay.
Cause he's from
I wanted you so bad.
He's from back there.
Yeah,
I had a record. It was called AJ Nothing But a Number.
Mm. Okay,
but it didn't go like AJ Nothing But a Number. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that. But back then, I used to go back and forth on the phone with Rob R. Kelly with my ideas.
Oh shit.
One day he called.
Oh, shit. Wait,
matter of fact, he didn't even call. It just came on the radio. And I was like, Rob. Hey, man, what I got to do for you? What I got to do for you?
What I got to do? Like, he knew the phone call was coming.
He's like, what I got to do? I said, come on, Doc. He said, you know what? The only reason why I ain't going to beat you up, I ain't going to jump you. He said, because I'm not using that song. Two, yours is better than mine.
That's what you told him.
Yep. I said, you killed that. You deserve that. You deserve that bite. I said, but I got to get you.
I got to get you.
I said, now when I do it, don't say nothing.
When I do it, don't say nothing.
Yeah. Watch him out.
Watch him out.
Yeah. So we always had a friendly little thing going on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, man, that's a shame about Rob, but that's a hard one. But anyway, we know I've been knowing Rob since, man, Tav Dash Records.
Right,
most people don't know about Tav Dash Records.
I got my daddy got the VHS, R. Kelly and MGM, musically gifted men. He was sitting in front of a garage. And he was sitting on a stool. And he had three guys behind him. They were all sitting on stools in front of a garage. And he had a brush. And he was singing in the brush. And he was singing Slow Dance.
Mm.
You're the only.
It
was a demo.
Slow Dance was on his demo.
And he had a song called Dance With Me. And the song Dance With Me, he ended up changing the hook. And when he dropped his first single as public announcement. It was vibe, vibe, vibe. And then when he did the verses was from Dance With Me. That's how far I go back.
Wow.
The fact that you can even recall all this shit
is amazing.
It's crazy.
It's amazing. I mean, but it's like a hieroglyphic in your brain. Because it's like, it still comes from greatness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how you going to forget that? How you going to forget being backstage with Michael Jackson? I'll be backstage with Michael Jackson and he just be like, you know, telling your dad how great he is. I'm like, Dad, did you hear what Michael just said to you?
Right.
He said, man, I remember that time, man, you did this riff. And I mean, I'm still mesmerized to this day about it. I'm like,
oh, that's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's insane.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, bro.
My daddy's here.
I think we all had Jerry Curls at the time.
Yeah. Is that with the Jerry Curl? I see it. I can see it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on now. Come on.
So are you still pursuing your artist's career? Now, what it is,
you're in Atlanta.
I'm just supporting people. I'm just, you know, we got Javon DeWan and the Trap Stars, which we talked a little bit about.
I'm talking about when you
had MC Bree crib.
MC Bree's crib.
Producing and writing for all these artists.
Uh-huh.
In your mind, are you still an artist?
Mm-hmm.
At this
now?
Point? No, then.
No, then.
Like, when you're in Atlanta, you first get here, and you working on all these different artists. Are you still trying, like, oh, I still gotta get my record deal? That's a thing of the past at this point.
No, I mean, it could. I mean, I'm a side artist. That's how I feel. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was kind of like Nate Dogg.
Mm. So even back then, you was hopping on.
Nate Dogg might drop an album, but Nate Dogg really just want to jump on and you know what I'm saying? I'm with the dog pound. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like that. I'd rather be with the crew. You know what I'm saying? And just going. You know what I mean?
So you get your first 10,000.
Yeah.
From Eric Sermon.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next steps for you? Do you have learned about, I mean, obviously you came from the business, your father, your mother, but like, are you now pursuing those type of things? Like, okay, I'm gonna give me a publishing deal. I'm trying to figure out how to get some song deals at these labels. Are you doing any of that type of stuff yet? Or are you still just?
No, that wasn't even on my mind yet until noontime.
Noontime, yes.
Mm. Noontime came after Show Nuff.
Show Nuff,
my boy Tila called me on the phone from Memphis.
From Memphis, come on, man.
I get the phone call.
Hey, man,
you ain't really
of it or from it if you don't know who Tila is.
Come on, man. Tila James.
Yeah.
So Tila, man, one of my really good brothers, he called me and he said, man, he already told me. He said, bro, I'm going to call you, man. You know, that they talking about over at Swab House, they want to sign me. You know what I'm saying? So Tila calls me and we go back to Memphis. I go back to Memphis to House of Blues. So we recording one day. We were kicking it and wasn't vibing too tough. So I said, hey, man, what we need to do is we need to go get some information. Guys, let's go get inspired. Yeah. Let's go to the gentleman's club.
To the strip. That's where all the inspiration is.
Let somebody sit on your lap and have a conversation with. Have a cocktail.
Where it begins.
Have a cocktail.
You understand me? So we went, did that. I think we brought a couple of party favors back to the lab.
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
We had that new bag, too.
Y'all got cinnamon back with y'all.
Yeah, because we had a fresh new bag. So we were just.
Cinnamon and them.
All kind of feminine poultry tools running around.
Yeah. Whole lot of Bath and Body Works, friend.
Blueberry, strawberry.
Yeah,
yeah. Strawberry, kiwi.
Yeah, strawberry, what is that?
Yeah, bouquets of it. It was bouquets of it, you hear me? So we get back. And that boy, Tila, walks around. He had some drink. He had some in his hand. And he said, we had the beat already. And I only
You
thing
had made
I,
that beat already.
I had most of it.
Okay.
The only sound I didn't have was that.
Woo!
That was the icing, right?
Where did you get that from? Hold on, before you finish, where did you get that sound?
The Juno 106.
Oh, yeah.
The Juno 106.
We're giving out real information now.
Yeah, that Juno 106.
Yeah,
it's a bad boy.
That sound.
And I played it live on 48 tracks. You know what I'm saying? We got the master and the slave running.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the master and the slave,
they don't know about
y'all.
That. They don't know about that.
Yeah, for all you little Fruity Loops.
Yeah, that's true.
All you little FL. Hey, what you doing your beats on the FL?
One tape machine.
No, this different.
One tape machine is about that big and about that tall from the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So
a real piece of equipment.
Two of them side by side.
Yeah.
Because one is only 24 tracks, and the other one is another 24. So the master runs the slave.
You hear you?
The master runs the slave.
And they follow and they rock back and forth. And anyway.
No, they need that information.
Yeah, they need that.
Yeah, because now you can Google
it.
And
that sound.
Yeah. The Studer.
Especially in my early days.
The old Studer.
Oh, yeah, the Studer.
The old Studer. Yeah.
That sound in my early days was the, that was the South call out for me.
Hmm. What's that?
That song. That sound.
Oh, what? Yo, yeah. Because you know why? SNS.
I was like,
look,
this.
Look,
that's
DJ,
the South for
DJ
me.
DJ SNS.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to all these people. DJ SNS. Kid Capri. Because the New York DJs were really like kind of galvanized going everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, because, you know, they were like down with Puff. They were down with people who were really throwing parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You had SNS, you had Biz.
Mm-hmm.
Biz. Shout out to Biz. Shout out to Monty. Monty, rest in peace, Monty. He was one of my guys back in the day that really kind of took me out and, you know, all of that. But all of those DJs really, like, helped, you know, I say the East Coast DJs because they had such a big bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
Their bandwidth was unreal.
Yeah.
And in the South, all we had to do was press play.
Mm-hmm.
It was already jamming. All the DJs pretty much got on it at once.
Mm-hmm.
But what really made us big was when outside in New York started playing it. When they said, this is the sound of the South. I was like, oh my God.
That's what it was for me.
Yeah.
If they play, I was like, if I play my song when they play the South,
you were on
set,
the East Coast.
I'm on the East Coast. I'm in DC.
Yeah, when they play something from the South, that was the first was song it. They played. That started the whole South set. They got ready.
That's crazy.
They get you singing. It was almost like, yeah, they got this way.
Yeah. It was exactly that
back then. Because it's like, oh, they thought I was like in church or something. Tabernacle. You know what I'm saying? So we did that record and it just changed the game. And that's when Nooney was looking for me. Nooney was like, who is Jazzy Faye? Then my boy Juan Farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Farmer. Shout out to Juan Farmer. Because Juan Farmer said, hey, man, it's these guys, man. They're doing a whole lot of stuff. They work with Diddy. They work with everybody. You know? And he was just like, they over in Houston, so on Peachtree. He said, man, come on, follow me up to Darp. And then we gonna ride over there. So I followed him up to the spot. And then I met Nooney and them. And after I met Nooney and them, I was with him like every day. Every day. That's where I met Jonte. Then B Cox came, I think probably B Cox literally came in. I think he might have been bubbling around, but I kind of met him probably about 3 weeks after me being over there.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Dent. J-Dub Walker.
Yeah.
Donnie Scance. Donnie Scance. Chris Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
TR. Terry. Mm-hmm.
I just talked to TR yesterday.
Terry. Of course, Nooney. RG. Mm-hmm. Ryan Glover.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Teddy Bishop.
Teddy Bishop. Yeah. Yes. Teddy Bishop. Yeah. Man, yeah, man. So, you know, I think that first couple of months, I mean, some of the records that were done at Noontime was like records like Friend of Mine. Mm. I watched Kelly Price come in and lay that record with J-Dub in one take.
I can believe
one
that.
Take.
Easy.
I mean, wailing like that? Like, J-Rob, a friend of mine?
Y'all make sure y'all go listen to Kelly Price, Friend of Mine.
Oh,
and then in your head say to yourself,
one take.
She sang this down.
Bro.
In one take.
And said, listen, I got to go and feed this baby.
Ah,
picked
shit.
Up all her stuff and walked out the door.
I got real shit to do.
Right.
You got it? All right.
Right.
All
right. Right. Give me my car. Email it to me. Once you get everything in perspective.
So was Noontime already a studio before you got there?
We were on Walker Street
that?
Downtown.
Y'all was somewhere, okay. Y'all was somewhere
we
else.
We were downtown over there right by, right by the Dome.
Okay.
Right by the Dome.
Okay. And Walker then y'all Street. Built that spot.
Yep. Then we moved over to where you came to over on 957.
Okay. Yeah, 957.
Yes, sir. Yes,
what
Lord.
What a time.
Yeah, what a time.
Are you kidding me?
What a time.
Those were real, like, you know, that was school. That was boot camp for me.
Yeah.
Being down there with y'all for that long.
Oh, man, that's
that was
great.
Boot camp, learning from you, learning from Teddy Bishop, because I had the NPC 3000, but mine didn't sound like yours.
That's, I mean, but you know what?
I was like,
mine didn't sound like
yours. What's in yours?
We used to take the Newmark mixer, the Newmark that had the EQ at the top.
Y'all show me all
so
of that.
So I would go and I would you know, have a record, and I would just keep on bringing that joint back whatever sound I was trying to get, I had that thing just hitting so hard right there at the threshold, and it was just about to just bust. And it might even be peaking, but as long as it wasn't peaking to my ear.
Yeah, yeah. If
it's good.
Y'all show me all the tricks.
And when I put them in there, I tell the engineers all the time, hey, man, quit trying to mix that.
Leave it alone.
Just push it up.
Just turn it up.
Just push it up.
Yeah.
That's all.
Don't EQ. It's all. It's
you ain't
EQ'd.
Got to do all that.
It's EQ'd already.
Yeah. You ain't got to do all that.
there was what I used to call the noontime stick.
You hear me? That stick is there.
That came out of the planet Fat that y'all EQ'd something crazy.
But see, what we would do is, Leslie or whoever was at the time mixing the record, it might be John Fry. I'd be like, whoa, that stick. Hey, John, send me those stems. It might be Teddy Bishop record. And we all had the same sounds. So we built something called the Noontime Sound.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And me and Teddy kind of led the pack with the Noontime pack, though. Because, like, we were really, like, the quirky guy, like the nerdy guys with the sound. I'm like,
that one sound. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
That came from Sade. Was it Sade?
No, that came from... Waterfalls.
Ah.
Got it. Yeah.
I got hoes.
I got hoes.
Guess where that came from?
Where?
Blurp. Do 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 do. Do, 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 do.
What is
it's
that?
All in my eye. And it is
oh, what is that?
Soul Sisters. Yep. It's a sound that happens on there. Flew.
Y'all was cutting shit up.
Oh, no, yeah. Listen,
that was the sound.
Classes and sessions.
That's the sound. That was a little master class for y'all.
Yeah, yeah. The
y'all was here. They're like, that's where he got that sound from. Yeah.
Because now all of these things are just impacts. Yeah. But their sounds.
They don't even
been,
know where they actually come from.
They've been
some of them came from that
accumulated.
That D'Angelo album, too.
Oh, a bunch. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Where he goes, wow, 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 wow. Those right there.
I had all
those. Teddy, ever, all of them got them.
I had all those sounds.
All Akon's first sounds, those sounds. Those were all my sounds. He'll tell you all of my sounds. Danny, up and down, the Jazzy Face sounds.
Okay, so, bro, let's get into this.
Come on now.
You got the Tila record out going crazy.
Going crazy.
Noonie looking for you. You're noontiming it now.
Yes, Lord.
What is the next big moment? Because now you're part of a crew. Y'all are part of something that everybody around the country is hearing about.
Right, because you got the big street record.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But when does the global, national... Like, not more so, you know, that's a street, and it's more regional, and it's more beloved, it's cultural. But when do you get, like, a chart? You're like, okay, all right, this is something
I was
a little
working,
different.
I was working over at DARP.
Mm-hmm.
At DARP, I had kind of, we left the actual 957 building, Noonie and I, and we kind of went on and we kind of started to grow apart, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
RG was going over to, you know, TBA with doing his thing, and Chris was doing his thing with publishing, and me and Noonie were still, you know, rocking. So we went over and started rocking with Dallas. Mm-hmm. So Dallas gave me a little cubby hole over on the side. It was the D room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Dallas wasn't really doing much over there. He was kind of like on a hiatus. He was just, you know, being Dallas Austin and traveling the world.
Enjoying
you know
his money.
Yeah, yeah, hanging with belly dancers and shit down there.
Go Sawyer Royal Oaks.
Yeah, just
Sawyer
Royal Oaks. Yes.
Call me in 40 days.
Yes, me and King Dallas, Austin Powers.
You were wearing Mary Mott.
Yeah, right, right, living the life. So I'm over there and there, and Nooney calls me one day and says, hey, man, T.A. coming by. And he wants to play, he wants to show you this group. And it was three girls in a group. So three girls, he said, man, tell me what you think about Shawty right there. I said, she's a superstar. He said, that's her. I said, I bet. Sierra. It was Sierra. I let her hang out with me at DARP for like 3 days. And at this time, you got to think, Sierra was like 17 years old, 16, teetering on 17 maybe. Yeah, probably I think headed to 17, about to graduate. She was in 12th grade. She's going to 12th grade, summertime. So she's like coming up to the studio, big old house shoes. And you know what I'm saying? She was a little thicker then too. And she, but she was like twerking and just dancing.
And just acting,
you know what I'm saying? But she was young. So I'm like, baby, baby, baby. All these grown men around here, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, So, okay, we got to put this to work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, because she really can dance. And it's just sometimes I have friends, they be doing routines. I'm like, this is before TikTok and all of y'all was just doing, nobody was seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just behind this. I'm like, okay, okay. So we go in the studio and we work, we did a song. You changed the game. I like your thug style. Me and Jonte Austin. Smash. Cold record. I think the next 4 or 5 records that we did that same week are all on the album. That's how much of a vibe we had.
Mm-hmm.
And Shakir Stewart, rest his soul. Shake. I called Shake. I let Shake hear it. Loving it, you know what I'm saying? He was like, man, I want you to get in with L.A. Reid. I want you to get in with L.A., man. L.A. wants to meet with you, hearing stuff about you and all of that. So I went over there to Hitco and met with L.A. And so I'm playing L.A. all these records. I'm like, okay, here go the Slick Rick record. I got a Slick Rick record with an Outkast. Slick Rick and Outkast is on this jam. So he like, dang. I played him a Joe record me and Jonte was working on. Then I played him like some Chris Brown we was working on. And he said, Jazzy, okay, stop. He said, all those records are great records. He said, but I need to know what you got for me. You got what?
Yeah.
Do you have anything? Yeah, you have. But I had never been in one of those meetings.
Yeah.
I was just fortunate enough to be around here just placing records everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that was my first real come to Jesus meeting, like come on in here and get some of this, you know, goodness in
this
the game.
This real money.
In the game, yeah. So, and I didn't even know that that's what it was. And, you know, Shake is standing behind L.A. He's like, the girl. So I just bought my Bentley, big flex, right?
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I just bought my Bentley, my first Bentley, right?
The first one, because there may be more to come.
So when he said that, I was hesitating because the whole time the CD, I hadn't figured out how to get it out.
Man. He don't know how to work.
I'm so in love with this CD. I don't really care when I get a card to listen to that. You know what I'm saying? I got all of her songs on the CD. So that's what I'm working on. I'm just that's what I'm listening to.
I ain't got to take it out.
So I talked to my partner. I called my partner on the phone. He said, man, you just da-da-da-da-da. And I popped it out. Went downstairs, popped it out, came back up. Came back upstairs, forehead sweating because I'm trying to get the damn CD out. So I come in there, you know, had all back over here, and I'm like, yeah, dog. So he's like, yeah, man. So come on, LA, like, let's hear it. Boom, I played one song. I think I played Thug Style first because that was my favorite record. I played something else, and he liked it. I think I played Looking at You, because the tempo, I'm going to give him tempo first. Man, he's like, ooh, I like that. Give me another one. That nigga heard that damn Thug Style. La 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 la. He was like, oh, he was just He was like, who is that? Where is she? I was like, man, she's at rehearsal right now. He said, go get her right now. Bring her here. I was like, bro, she is not ready. She is not ready. He said, I got to leave. What time am I leaving, y'all? He said, man, listen, I got to go. I said, bro, I got to get her together to meet you. I can't just, yeah, man, she would kill me if I try to bring you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was like, listen, can y'all be here tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning before I leave? I said, yes, we can. Yes, sir. Came back. As soon as he saw her, I had everybody with me. I ain't, you know what I mean? I'm being ghetto.
Mobbing.
I'm mobbing. Everybody, he walks in that way. I got people standing all in the way. He's like, where is she? And he seen her, and he just put his arms out. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We ran down all the records, and he was like, oh, yeah, this is it. It was it. Sierra.
Wow.
Sierra.
So do you sign? Did Sierra sign to you?
She was already signed to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the first artist on Show Nuff.
Show Nuff, yeah.
And at this point, before this, you had no label.
No.
It starts with you and CeCe.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
At Dark Studios.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Look, the boy Dallas didn't even know. We had Goodies was out. And I think on Total Request Live, TRL.
Yeah.
It was on number one on TRL for like 2 weeks. Dallas calls me on the phone. Hey, bro, I'm over here looking at MTV and the little girl, Ciara. He said, the girl you got is number one. Man, you ain't let me get on this album. I was like, bro, I've been trying to tell you.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A.
On NPR's new podcast, Wild Card, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wild Card on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I know where he going. Because we got the mastermind here today.
Yeah.
Not just the mind, but the mastermind.
Ow. Oh, it's in his blood.
What?
With the stars in the roof.
Born in it, not sworn in it.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yeah. What you got for him, Chief?
Jazzy. Denzel.
Oh boy.
Mr. Oh boy himself.
Mr. Oh boy himself.
You know a lot about music.
Everything about
real
it.
Music.
Yeah.
Real music. Trill music.
From the soil.
From the soil.
From the soil.
And in your times of being born into this thing.
Yes.
I know you found some music that is part of your top five. Your top five.
Top five.
Yeah.
Top five. Your top five. R&B singers.
Yeah.
R&B songs. You got to know. You got to show. You got to grow. I know you know,
but
we want to know your five. Yeah. Things are right.
Things are right.
La, 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 la.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finzel's.
Oh, boy.
Top five.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
1, 2, 3, 4,
fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finzel, your top five
as the fifth member
R&B
of Jagged Edge
singer.
Hmm.
That's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth member of Jagged Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Petey Pablo and Kenny Burns are all the fifth member of Jagged Edge. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We the fifth and sixth member of Jodeci.
Yep.
Wow. See.
Yeah.
All together now.
I've always been a member of Jodeci as well.
I've always been.
You know, sure. Under the Ooh Yeah
Act. I'm sure you have.
Under the Ooh Yeah Act.
Under the Ooh Yeah Act.
Yeah, under the Ooh Yeah Act. Shout out to Don Vito. He would have loved that.
Oh, man.
The Ooh Yeah Act.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Top five
R&B
singers.
Top five
R&B
singers?
Yeah. Let's go. For you.
Oh!
It's just yours. Yours, though.
For you. Know?
Not the world's.
What makes you
not
go
who
crazy.
Who they say. Who you
if
say.
If you think you're lonely now.
Mm.
Huh.
Girl.
You going there?
Bobby.
You going Bobby first?
Come on, you going to start with Bobby.
Start I mean,
first.
No,
no, ain't no order. Ain't no order.
No, 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 no order. It's no order.
Bobby.
Mine's a little different, though.
Do you.
Because it's yours.
It's yours.
Luther.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big Luther, Little Luther.
All Luther.
Big Luther. Big Luther.
No, he said big.
Big Luther.
He said big Luther.
Big Luther. Definitely Big Luther. Don't you remember? Yeah.
You don't like?
I mean, I like all the Luthers, but the Big Luther is the one.
In shape, Luther was in. Go ahead. I mean, go. It's your list. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, I'm disrespecting.
He's always great.
I'm disrespecting.
Dance with the Father Luther was great, too.
Yeah.
He was great. But, I mean, come on now.
I know. I respect you.
You know.
I don't want no smoke.
Bucket of Chicken Luther. Mm. All right, so
Jerry Curl Luther. Jerry Curl Luther.
Bucket of Chicken Luther. I know y'all got that bucket for me.
Hear that bucket, baby. He's made a fierce card game. Mm. Yeah, let's see. Vocalist. Ugh. R&B?
Whatever, your world.
You know, everything starts in
everything
you
know, starts our, it's, with us. Our,
yeah, yeah.
Daryl Coley.
Oh yeah, everything. Okay, everything starts with gospel.
With him.
Yeah,
it all starts with him.
Yeah.
Him. He spawned so many children from the Joes to the Marios. To the,
I got like. Man, I got so many of those. I got so many. That is so.
What's that? Is that
magnificent.
Three?
That's three. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to put a lady in there. I want to, you know, because I got so many of them that I love.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Somebody that I really enjoy their vocals, Jasmine Sullivan.
Why not?
I love her.
Why not? Mm.
I just love her,
what
man.
Do you
she
mean?
She be going through a thing on that microphone, boy.
Man. I be going through it with her.
Yeah,
what?
Man,
whatever she's singing about, that's what I'm on.
I already know she's coming back. She's going to go on back our gospel at the end.
Mm.
I know she's going back. Okay, that's four. Al Green.
Why not?
Huh?
I'm so tired of being alone. And just how?
Tired of being alone.
And that was a fight between him and I already did a gospel, but... Man, I still love the John P. Keys.
Of course. I mean, come on now. That's Godfather. Of course.
John P. Key and Marvin Fred Hammond. And all the Commission records.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just such a fan. I'm such a fan of Commission.
Okay, well, we're going to give you another shot on all the right. top five R&B songs.
Songs?
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Do the things make me want to say. No, you got to stay on your P's and Q's.
Are you going?
A woman's
got to
have it.
You going old school?
Shit.
Woman's got to have it. Bobby Womack.
You going?
Woman's got to have it.
Oh, yeah. He going there. He going.
Al Green. Oh, babe. Look what you done to me. Look what you done to me.
Oh, yeah. He came in here with full Cadillac music. Yeah.
Stevie Wonder. Ten zillion light years away. They say that heaven is 10 zillion light years away. That
yes,
it's a fight between that and All Is Fair and Love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
Love's
a tough,
crazy game.
That's a tough fight.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. A writer takes his pen. Oh man, come on now. A Song for You.
Mm-hmm.
Donny Hathaway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a fight between that and Someday We'll All Be Free.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
that song brings me to tears.
Yeah.
Because of where we are, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Socially and what it meant and the time of it. You know what I'm saying? I got one more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Commission, running back to you.
I'm gonna go ahead and sit up.
You feel me?
That record right there.
Yeah. That song made me. That song made me see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I
easy
with my eyes open.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It made me
that bring the Lord right.
It made
you.
Me understand my relationship with the Man of Steel. And when I went to see them live, you know, it was just it's crazy.
Fred's vocal is.
Come on. Ah, that man there.
He's still trying to find it. He was looking.
I know, I was looking at the Lord.
Ain't it, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's very spiritual. Yeah, and, you know, we will go top 10 because I go. Caught up in the rapture of love.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Who don't feel it in their soul? Nigga. I just said that and that stopped feeling right
in
now.
In the arch of my foot.
You feel me?
Sheesh. Yeah.
What about Stairway to Heaven?
Oh, you gonna keep going.
Step by step.
Come on.
So many, lots of women.
Huh.
It's easy to get to him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Closer. Listen.
Yeah.
God's will. Come on, man.
Yeah, hey, let's think about that. Think about that.
That's all I listen to.
Listen,
pimping, man.
Lenny said, if it's in God's will.
Come on, talk to the
how
Lord.
How can a woman say no to you when you say that to her?
Hey, man.
Cuss her.
You got to, and then hit that note.
Yeah, I'm going to
right.
Leave that alone. I'm going to leave Lenny alone with that. He can have that note.
Yep.
He got to come on here and do that note.
Yeah, he.
He still got it.
Too. He.
Yeah.
Was a problem.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You done? Top 15.
I can keep going. Right.
Okay, come on. Here we go. Let's go. Let's make your Voltron. Let's all make right. your super R&B artist. Your super R&B.
Super R&B artist?
Hold on. We're going to put all the pieces together. All
right.
We need to know who you're going to get the vocal from for all your right. artist, who you're going to get the performance style from, the styling from, and the heart of the artist. And for you, who's going to produce for him? Yeah.
Oh.
Who you going to get the voice?
Yeah, yeah.
Who you going to get the vocal from for singer? Your super R&B artist?
My vocal, ooh, that's a hard one. But not really. The vocal, Well, let's go somewhere we ain't went. Let's go to Charlie. We're going to go Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie.
Wet.
Ooh-wee.
But our performance
because there's a ooh yeah, and then there's a ooh wee.
You wait, let us enjoy
elaborate.
This. Let us enjoy
let
this.
Let us enjoy Uncle Charlie, man.
Performance style.
Performance style.
On that stage.
Ooh. Only because I know people are going to say, that don't match.
It don't have to match.
Michael Jackson.
Man, what? That absolutely matches. It's,
MJ
it's
was
amazing.
I mean, he was just so impeccable.
He's the standard. He's
like
the
I was
blueprint.
There when he did Motown 25.
You were there?
I wasn't at the place, but I mean I know where I was.
I know exactly where I was. I was sitting in front of my great grandmama TV.
Yeah.
I was like screaming. What is that?
Screaming.
When that man said, especially I like the new songs.
The new songs.
And then we put that hat on.
I was like,
changed my life.
And the very next day, I went to school and did the moonwalk. The styling of the artist.
Huh.
The drip of the artist.
The drip.
The drip of the artist.
Because we know that's what you do. You're going to do your drip.
You've been doing that. You've been first.
The glasses you're wearing right now?
Listen here. Teddy Riley and Guy.
Oh. Oh.
When they first.
Yeah. Yeah, the first Guy album.
Groove Me.
Yeah.
With
there.
Timmy Gatlin and
yeah.
them.
Yeah, I was
with
about
them
to say.
Butter, with them butter levels.
Before Crazy Legs got
yep.
the group.
Yeah.
I want to say.
That was the first one I seen with
that,
name.
No,
name,
that album
with the real
is
name,
so fly.
With y'all, name change with Diamond.
I want to tell Guy right now, y'all can wear that right now.
They can get
bro,
that off.
They was the
they
first
get
ones.
Get it off right now.
They was the first ones to wear the big name change with the diamonds on them.
The what? Passion of the artist. The heart of the artist.
Yeah.
James Brown.
Quick.
Easy.
Easy.
Kick your
Easy.
Ass.
Kick your ass.
In the ass.
kick your ass in the ass.
On the stage. Off the stage. On the airplane.
I make love good.
Yeah. That girl got a big ass.
Say good.
Say
who's producing for this artist?
Two guys.
Okay.
Quincy. And Finzel.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Because I always wanted to work with him.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Quincy and Finzel?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Not Jazzy Faye.
Yeah.
Finzel.
Yeah. Yeah. What else we got for him, Chief?
Uh-oh.
I ain't saying no name.
Hey,
I ain't saying no name.
No name.
I ain't saying no name.
No name.
I ain't saying no names. Where you was?
Hey.
Who you was with? What you did? Don't say shit.
Hey,
I ain't saying no name.
Yeah. Huh. So we've come to the segment now.
Yeah.
We can't let you leave this building.
Mm-hmm.
Without this segment. It's called I Ain't Saying No Names.
Oh.
Will you tell us a story? Funny or fucked up? Or funny and fucked up. In the travels of Jazzy Fizzle, Product Shizzle, My Nizzle.
My Nizzle.
We need that story. We need that I ain't saying no names. Mm-hmm. The only rule to the game, you can't say no names.
That's easy. Man, way back. I ain't gonna say the year because then I just start telling on myself. But way back, rock star status. We backstage at Funk Fest. A lot of big groups on stage. Artists on the side of the stage. I'm overhearing everything because I'm a kid. I'm a fly on the wall. So police already been aware of this guy's presence in the building. And if he goes out and proceeds with his regular show, he's going to jail.
Hmm.
No questions, ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. He already notifies everybody that ain't nobody in Wisconsin or wherever we was at stopping his show. These white folk, whoever they are, ain't stopping what I do. And when I get out here and do this thing, I want y'all to be ready on the opposite side because they are going to come on this side where they think the stairs are. I want you to create a pseudo staircase over here on this side.
That he can run off on.
Yeah. And when I smoke this weed on this stage, I'm going to disappear in a cloud of smoke. And we're going to be parked. And instead of doing this sub ending of the show, we're going to do it at the very end so it'll be done. And the damage will be done and the victory will be won.
Yeah.
And it was done. He almost got out of there, but he would.
Oh, shit. I was hoping he got out. He went to jail.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he did his show.
Y'all could probably guess
that. Oh, man. All right, man.
But he did his show.
Y'all could probably guess that one, but yeah.
And you was there for it.
Oh, man, right there.
Of course.
Right there. Of course. He's everywhere.
Right there.
He's omnipresent. You're like the Lord.
No.
No.
You're Lord-like. Not the Lord.
Lord-like.
You're Lord-like.
More like Jesus.
Denzel, listen, man. What can I say, man? We love you, brother.
I love you, bro.
You inspire us.
I couldn't wait to get over here. Yeah. Man, after you did that thing with KC, man, that was that. Like, I hit you and told you.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of put me back on your brain or whatever.
Yeah.
And because I know you be doing a lot, but man, that thing made me weep. I don't know what it was. I think because I've never seen him in that light. And I'm like, wow, I never seen KC in that light. And it was like, even though, of course, we would have wanted to see Jodeci, the whole group, it was just enough for my spirit at the time.
No, he texted me and said, I laughed and cried.
Yeah.
Wow. I was like, wow.
I did, bro.
But that's our hero, though.
Yeah, man.
In real life.
But I think the great part about it was to see that he was doing good.
But he was okay.
Yeah. He was doing good.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. He's definitely a hero. You know what I'm saying? And when you talk about, you know, all of that, all of those thoughts, like, were in my head, like we one in the same, like his brothers, like, because he was like, I gotta love. I was like, I didn't understand, like, bro, because, you know, all of these rules they used to have in R&B. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta have an 8-bar this, 8-bar that. And like, one of those up moments where, I know y'all probably had it too, when Dwayne and them came in there and did 4 bars and went straight to the hook.
Yeah, Tony. Like, wait a minute. They
wait a minute, how you gonna tell me it's 8-bar?
Tony.
They made you argue.
Yep. Yep.
And just to even add to that, I was with Jeezy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Jeezy, and they're working. Jeezy said, bro, at the 12 bars, bro, I'll be done. He was the first one. He coined the 12-bar verse. Huh. Yeah. I said, it's okay, bro. You ain't got to rap 16 bars. We'll change it.
Boop. That's it.
He's like, man, I'm rapping all my songs 12s. He put all 12s on Trap or Die. Trap or Die became the Bible for these trap rappers.
Right.
All the rappers, you know, they trying to get off anyway. 12 bars is better because, I mean, I'm still going to get my bag and I get to give you this 12. Because 16 always just felt like, ah.
It was a long verse. Time.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody want to do the 100-yard dash. I want to do a 50. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to listen to Trapper Die way different now.
What?
Yes. That's why I was so.
Pull that up.
Because we getting, he getting back to that hook.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he's giving you pre-hooks. And giving you.
Man. Well, we love you, brother. Your stories are your stories and your work and your legend.
You are a one of one.
It's immaculate.
Man, God is good.
It's immaculate. You good in these streets.
Amen.
Real good.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
And you know, this is home for you. You know that, man. So yeah. The tap in is real, man. We'll break some bread off camera, man, and do what brothers do, man.
Yes, Lord.
And until then.
Mogul Management, man. Shout out to Mogul Management. Mm-hmm. Javon DeWarn and the Trap Stars. Mm-hmm. Show Enough, of course. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he's got, he's doing
gospel. Yeah, Young KC, K.A. September, Molly Water, all my friends, Duprano, Push Management, Push DJs, all those guys, man, you know. Gassner the Artist, Javon DeWan, all of them. Man, we really cooking up something real special for y'all, man.
Yeah.
You did.
I like it.
Yeah, man.
My name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Oh, yeah. And oh, boy.
R&Bizzle.
R&Bizzle. R&B's not easy.
And that guy, Jazzy Finzel.
Oh, yeah, and the first of the year.
Hold up, before we clap.
On the first of the year, I will be adding a name to my big old name. I'm adding Gorgeous Finzel Burgundy Obama Luther King Jr. Jackson 5 the first. Oh boy!
Oh boy!
R&B Money!
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RMB Money.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.